it actually is the one of the only reasons that I watched all the content that we put out.
Welcome to Behind the Sins, presented by CinemaSins.
Welcome to Behind the Sins, a weekly look at everything going on inside the world of CinemaSins. I'm Aaron Dicer, and I'm joined, as always, by Jonathan Watkins.
Hello, hello.
And Danae Hughes.
I do not have the nervous toots.
We write for CinemaSins and TV Sins and do various other things inside the CinemaSins universe as well, including get into the same room! Hello!
Hey!
Look at all of us!
And this is like, this is what, end of June?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. This, and we're, it's really end of June. Like,
yeah.
The Miami Heat just won the NBA championship. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
I just saw Fast and Furious 9.
It's incredible.
We're in the same room together. It's yeah. So weird.
It is exciting. Yeah, so if you notice a little bit different sound, that could be the reason.
Yeah.
If you,
what if we sounded worse? That'd be messed up, wouldn't it?
If you notice a little bit a different reaction time, you know, for Danae to get distracted or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I'm just not looking at her. I refuse. I'm just looking straight ahead.
I noticed.
You don't have a keyboard to distract you, though,
where
you
can, like, type. I have nothing in front of me.
Yeah, you've just got your phone. I could take away your phone, and you could be totally, like, distractionless.
I don't trust you enough to look at your... You'll try to do something.
Yeah, you both have work surfaces in front of you. You both have laptops you can look at. I'm over here sitting in a folding chair.
You can switch out your chair. There's a chair right there.
There is a little side table I could grab.
None of this was intentional.
Of course.
None of this was
intentional.
And then
you're threatening to take away my phone. Absolutely insane.
It is nice to be hanging out together, and we are excited, like you, that more and more, as more people become vaccinated, all three of us, completely 100% vaccinated,
yep.
Excited to be able to be in the same room together and kind of do that. Of course, we don't even live in the same city, so...
It's extra fun.
It's extra fun for us.
Yeah, for sure. I'm scared to say anything about any of that, though, because this isn't going to air for a few weeks, so...
That's
like,
true.
Like Corona hits again, and then we're like, we're fully vaccinated, everybody's fine, and it's like this horrible stuff
like,
going
and
on.
And they're like, and for whatever reason, the pinpoint is right at this one broadcast studio in Nashville. Tennessee, is when it all started to go wrong again.
Yeah, three dumbasses got together.
So, not only that, but this is the special edition, second anniversary, 100 plus episode show.
Wow.
This is exciting times.
We didn't hit 100 exactly. This is 100-ish episode.
I said 100 plus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is like 104, 105, something like that, somewhere
it's crazy.
In that range.
I still think back to when this started, and I know I've said this before, so I won't spend a lot of time on it, but... Before I was even actually officially hired by the company, you're like, hey, we're going to do this podcast. I'm like, why are you talking to me about that? But, you know, it's been a really important part of my week because it gives me, it actually is the one of the only reasons that I watched all the content that we put out. Because I'm somebody that when I finish a project, or especially something with audio, you know, like in the podcast realm or something, I won't go back and listen to it unless I have to, because I kind of just need to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I judge myself. Same. I think about, oh, I should have done this differently or whatever. And so if I just never pay attention to it again, it's almost easier for me in a
way. I think that's normal, though. I read just today, Kevin Bacon was talking about the only movie of his he's watched since the premiere was Tremors.
Really?
And just, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but if I wouldn't want to watch myself.
That would just be weird, right? It is. But in the content we put out, I wouldn't think about going back and looking at everything that we're putting out. But it actually helped me to become a better writer faster. I feel like
that
I would have missed out on a lot of opportunity to get better because I wouldn't have been reflecting on it. And I don't know. It's one of those things.
I'm still average. It hasn't helped me at all.
I just want to say I'm totally with both of you. I never like going back and watching myself and listening to myself and things I do. I Complete. Can't imagine doing that.
You didn't just listen to audio cassettes of you when you were like 9.
I did.
That way, now that's fun. Like, that's a whole different thing.
That's true. Enough time has passed, then you can kind of.
I don't have a way to play a cassette, but yeah, that would be exciting.
We've talked about this. I think the last 100 episode we did this, but the fans have been an absolute unexpected delight.
Yeah. Let's continue down this road and kind of talk about, like, you know, some of our favorite, you know, last year.
Well, I was explaining this to my wife this morning when she was asking because she didn't realize, she just thought this was like this next episode. I was like, no, we're doing like an anniversary episode and we're going to play clips. She's like, oh, you guys got some clips together? I was like, no. I'm like, the listeners sent them in. And then realizing like how weird that sounded to me, it is so appreciated, but it's just weird to me that you would want to listen to me and then record something I said and then send it back to me. It's like the first time we did, like when Aaron and I did WizardCon with the guys, or, you know, right after we had started working on CinemaSins, and there were like people like lined up to ask us questions. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I don't, like...
Yeah,
I love it. I do, but it's still today. I'm just still even 2 years later, 3 years later. I'm still just like taken aback.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I think one of my favorite things about this last year has been the continued increase of fan interaction.
Yeah.
That we're able to do on the show, even with mm-hmm. the video things, starting with our supporters, with our Sin Club members, you know, several weeks ago. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, now we've got live interaction with our fans during the show, which I just, like, I really do think in many ways, I don't think this is overstating, in many ways, the show is a cooperation between us and our fans, you know, us and the people who listen. And that's,
absolutely.
That, you know, that's been a really exciting part for me last year.
One of my favorite things that's happened with fans this last year was the assurance that you are okay with us talking about our children and our parenting experiences. Because I do wonder, like, if we just sound like the front porch angry people, especially when we talk about music video sins, because the show can feel a little bit repetitive to mm-hmm. me sometimes.
Sure.
Because we're essentially wash, rinse, repeating. Obviously, that's what a show is. You know, you have the segments and you repeat those segments every mm-hmm. single week, and that's fine. But there are some times when I'm like, okay, here we go to the front porch again to complain yeah. about, you know, music these days or whatever.
This was Barrett the other day, I guess, but he was talking about, somebody mentioned like people looking at phones when they're at things. Like, oh, it was the golf tournament, people taking pictures
yeah.
or had their cameras up instead of just watching the golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Make history.
Yeah, they be in the moment.
Yeah, and then I remember Barrett said something like, you know, yeah, that's why I don't want to go to concerts, because people just have their phones up. I'm like, oh, we are so old. Like, like, but I'm with that. You know, that is how I feel. Like, I just, why wouldn't you just watch what's going on in front of you? Like, I don't know, it's yeah. crazy. But anyways, yes, I'm glad people enjoy us talking about stuff like that, because it's fun and it's nice to get it off our chest.
It is. It's really nice to, I don't know, just not to second guess. We just went in this as ourselves, and you guys have been so much fun. Discord and, you know, going live and all the other places where we connect. Being able to tell also people about Twitch, and then watching BTS fans show up on the Twitch channels with me.
That's cool.
To hang out and chat while we watch, you know, other people together. It's just such a fun community.
Yeah.
I love it so much. It's been certainly a highlight of joining the CinemaSins team. Like, I love what I do. I've gotten much more comfortable with writing and my confidence in writing and all that stuff. But the development of the community is really,
it's
really
weird
fun.
When they show up at your door, though.
That is strange.
That is a strange experience.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. never happened. I'm kidding.
Well, I can't not confirm nor deny that it's happened to me, because there's no evidence.
Well, that's true. I mean, the UPS guy could listen to us. I have no idea.
We don't know.
You don't know. It's also been interesting, considering this entire second year has been in the pandemic. This entire
yeah.
second year of
well,
doing
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, that's like when we started, we didn't have to wear masks places. And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, that, I was thinking about that this morning, actually. Like, you know, that's the biggest difference, right, between the first 2 years. That has mm-hmm. to be. There's nothing that can compare to that.
Yeah.
I was looking at my daughter. They had their, her pictures back, and the class picture this year was a collage because they couldn't stand together. And if they had to stand together, they had to have masks on. So they didn't have to have masks on, and you could see who they were. They did a collage
yeah.
of all their individual pictures. And it was kind of, it wasn't really sad. It was actually kind of neat, I thought, because it really encompasses the year, right? It gives you like a visual memory of and then, I mean, assuming that's not what happens, you know, next year, which things seem to be moving upward. But yeah, no, that's definitely been the biggest change for me. I mean, I can't think of anything even close to that.
Yeah, and it's been nice, I think, for me, even outside of this podcast, but other podcasts I listen to, mm-hmm. have been a huge part of my pandemic. You know, there's a connection there that is, it's different. You know, I'm connecting to people who don't know that I'm listening necessarily, but, you know, there's kind of a human element to it that's been really good during the pandemic to have kind of more personal feeling content that feels like I'm in a room for a conversation or, you know, whatever.
And we're lucky that we didn't have to change our format or anything because all our stuff's on. But like a lot of podcasts I listen to, you know, they had to do different things because they couldn't go to a theater and they couldn't see the new, you know. And so that's been, it's great. It's been interesting.
Yeah.
And so I get it. No, I get it. That does make sense as far as why you feel a little closer you know, to the people you're listening to.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that happened too is when we started BTS the first time, it was Aaron and I in the same room and Jonathan separate. But now Aaron and I actually record from our own spaces and we won't necessarily change that because it's working really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have never happened.
That's true.
Too. So we all have had to learn how to.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
I don't know what Syncast is going to do, but I think it was definitely the same thing for the guys too, because they used to all record here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and, that's true.
It's almost simplified things in that element. You know, there are some things that are simple now. Everything's set up at our own houses. You just walk down to your own space, and you.
We figured out we could do it remote. I mean, we were doing it remote, but we figured out we could do it remote. Everything worked out fine.
If we could be in the same space, I think there is something to that because you can, obviously, everything is instant. You can see each other. You can make eye contact. And I can throw something at you and it'll actually hit you.
Most importantly.
There's a lack of things I can throw over here. I did notice that as well. I don't have anything
on purpose. I didn't clear off that side of the room for that reason whatsoever.
I have gum. I could throw gum, I guess.
We're going to have a lot of fun with you today in celebration. You have indeed, as Jonathan mentions, been sending us timestamps, episodes, some of your favorite moments for the last year. We're going to play those. But before we get into that, I do have a couple questions I wanted to ask you guys about the last year. Just kind of pick your brains. I'll answer them as well. First of all, what show or movie do you know we probably will never sin, but would be a personal favorite of yours if we did? What would be something really fun to sin that you think we probably never will? That can be movie, TV show, whatever.
I don't know. That's hard for me because I feel like we would sin a lot. But I'm going to pick one that we should never sin.
Okay.
Which is Kipo and the Age of the Wonder Beasts. don't touch that show.
You'll quit?
I'll quit.
See, I'm so opposite. I'm like, sin all my favorite stuff.
No. I don't know. I think Kipo for me is like one that I would really enjoy, but I just don't think we should.
I think you'd be surprised at how much fun you'd have.
Sending it?
Yeah.
You think so?
I've sent some of my all-time favorite movies and have had a blast. So, I mean.
I guess that's true.
I don't know.
What about you, Jonathan?
I think a lot of people would assume this would be more like, we would go like something that would be controversial or something like that. But I mean, and there are some things probably that would be harder to send because of that. But I went more logistically, like it doesn't really make sense that we would send these shows because they're older, you know, from a logical standpoint from us trying to get views and things like that, it wouldn't really make a lot of sense. So two of my favorite shows are Columbo and Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Those are good.
And those would be so much fun to send, right? I mean, Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God,
You could talk about she has like 800 cousins and nieces, and they all are involved in murders.
Somehow,
You know, we could even talk about Jessica Fletcher being the murderer.
I mean,
how is she not, really? When it all comes down to it.
She's Dexter.
The only thing that makes sense is that she's killing everybody.
Yeah. That is such a good one because it is something that you just don't know that any audience would be interested in watching the material today.
Although now that we say this, everything, please do Murder, She Wrote. I will watch every episode. That is not how our fans sound, by the way. That is me doing a terrible impression of people. But anyways, so that's what popped in my head just because I was thinking more like the favorite track, but stuff we would just never do. I also thought about CSI, but then like as I was thinking about that, a teaser came out. They're bringing back CSI.
so we might
do CSI because I saw a teaser for CSI Vegas that's coming this fall. Yeah, William Peterson's coming back.
You know, I Okay. What about like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good choice.
That would have been one.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's like a personal fave, although I did really enjoy that one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, if we, I mean.
Or like Family Matters or something.
Mm-hmm.
Full House. We kind of, yeah, did we do Full House?
No. No. And
no.
When Fuller House came out? I don't remember.
No, because I think Fuller House might have actually first come out before we even started really doing TV. Or maybe we talked about it and just didn't do it.
That was before I was even on the team.
Yeah. I've been saying, I don't even know. It might have come out before, the first season might have come out before TV Sense came out. I can't even remember now because it's been a few years. But yeah. I think we might have discussed that at some point, but it didn't. Because like we've discussed all of them. I mean, they had that Magnum P.I. reboot. We discussed doing Magnum P.I. We've discussed doing MacGyver. And I mean, but you know, some of those, it just doesn't really make any sense. Like there's just,
yeah.
They don't have the
pull.
They don't have the pulse of you know, especially people online.
Oh my God, MacGyver.
I mean, if like,
what if we did MacGyver?
If you know, if our audience was like the, most of the people that watch NCIS, maybe we would do Murder, She Wrote, and maybe that would kill.
Yeah.
What about you, Aaron? What would you do?
Well, you guys have been mostly mentioning TV, so I'll go with my movie choices. I immediately went to my favorite movie of all time, Singing in the Rain, and just like how fun it would be to send my favorite movie, you know?
I don't know that we won't do that at some point. But, music.
Yeah, it would be tough to do Singing in the Rain. And then Vertigo was another one. There's...
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
I apologize.
Vertigo. Is Vertigo, like, I have not seen Vertigo in so long. And I've actually, that's one that's been on my list to rewatch. But I'm wondering have you watched that recently? Like, I'm curious if that movie is, like, problematic at all with, like.
Well, no, in the fact that the movie is very clear that what's happening is problematic. Like, it's not problematic because it's clear on where it stands on, you know, what's going on. I think that's kind of the whole point. It is as problematic as, you know. Everything is from that time. Like, there's certainly attitudes, gender attitudes, those kind of things that are in there. But
I was just thinking with the, like, he's got the condition. Of course, it's Vertigo. It's not like, I don't know. It's not like an anxiety. I guess he could have anxiety, but I don't know. It's just interesting now, like, the way we treat anxiety and stuff like that. And then you go back and watch some of these movies and.
No, it actually handles that stuff really well.
Oh, that's cool. Because it's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
I think. No, that's perfectly appropriate. I'd also mentioned, like, Big Brother on the TV side of things. Like, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we threw out a Survivor episode, which I loved. One of my favorite episodes I've ever written on was that Survivor episode, and we loved that video, and it did like nothing. Like nobody
that was
really
a very good video.
So like Big Brother, you know, those reality shows would be really fun, but it's just people don't
to
do them.
I guess
like
we're allowed to talk about stuff we've discussed, because I know we discussed Top Chef. Like we were not, I don't know how close we were to doing Top Chef, but it was definitely in consideration. Mm-hmm. And so was what was that? Passion Island, or what was that? Love Island. What was that? What's that called?
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island. Yeah, that was another one that.
And we might listen. Everything we say
possible.
Still might
anything's
happen.
Possible. But yeah. Those were just ones I know we've had in discussion, and we were just kind of like, eh.
And the one that would be in a category that I still think is untapped for us, that I still have my fingers crossed that we will do at some point, is like The Wiggles. Or, you know,
like a
kids,
kid show?
Like kids shows.
Yeah, because
like,
SpongeBob is probably the closest we've come to that. But,
right.
But SpongeBob.
Oh, my God.
But never done, like, you know, Higglytown Heroes or.
I'm just going to say this now. My husband would be so happy if we've seen Daniel Tiger.
Right, like Daniel Tiger.
He's
or something
fully prepared
like that.
To help me on that.
But
he's
I was
said
thinking,
it so many times.
I think of any of those, I mean, Caillou would be. Because we make fun of Caillou all the time.
Well, I just think of like how much of the audience, you know, like you look at some of the CinemaSins that do really well is nostalgia based. You know, like some of the animated movies that you grew up and watched a million times. Well, why wouldn't that be the same for, you know, like, you know, whatever the kids show that everybody watched growing up?
Because The Wiggles, I mean, that was early aughts. Was that when that kind of started? So some of those kids are in their 20s now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my daughter watched The Wiggles, but it was the like second round. Mm-hmm. It was like they brought the woman in, which was I can't remember her first name, but I know her last name was Watkins. Because I was like, oh my God, am I related to a Wiggle? But apparently, I found out I have an uncle that does all our family history, and there's an Australian Watkins, and we are sadly not related.
Oh, that's too bad.
But,
so close to being
how cool
related
would it be,
to a Wiggle.
Well, Australian relatives, how cool would that be? I'd be like, maybe I actually am kind of cool. I don't know. No, I'm not.
Is that all you need? Australian relatives?
Oh, man, Australians are badass, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God. No doubt. Talk to Chris and I talked to an Australian director recently, and he was just talking about, like, yeah, crocodiles, yeah, whatever. They're, you know, they're there.
I swear. I'll see some of those pictures of, like, creatures from Australia, and I'll just be like, if that's not Photoshopped, why does this continent exist? Like, why have we not nuked it off the planet?
His reasoning, though, was, like, these animals are aware of, like, what guns are and stuff, so, like, they stay out of the way. He's like, if they're going to get you, you'll never know until it happens. And, like, that's his, like, that makes it, like, okay, that makes me more terrified. I'm like, that's
the most recent one I saw was just this week, and it was from Australia, and it was in a car in their driveway, and there was a spider. I kid you not, it was the size of a medium-sized dog. Like, the legs of the spider looked like snakes. Like, it was like a spider chose snakes for its legs, and it was, I'm just like, why does this place exist? Why would we even let this place exist?
And I still want to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm really bad. It's the weirdest thing.
What about your favorite show or script to write on over the last year? Any come to mind? Like, some of your favorite moments of, man, I really loved sending this?
We're all just staring at it today.
I mean, I'm looking back through my list right now because, I prepared for the show before right now.
Of course.
I did that.
No, I can start. I mentioned Survivor, although actually I don't think that was this past year. I think that was right before we started the second year. But SpongeBob for me. That's really been my most fun show to send. And just the fact that you can watch an 11-minute episode and I can send in a script with 50 cents, like, means I'm having a good time,
I enjoy the time frame. I like the time limit on SpongeBob. That's definitely a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
The 11 minutes. Also, that was another thing I was going to point out about Columbo is Columbo episodes are all an hour 15 to like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Danae would talk to us ever again. Because it's great whenever a show is over 45 minutes and Danae's just like,
guys, what are we doing here?
This is four SpongeBobs long.
I will say the one that got me, and I remember when we did Suits. I feel that was like 2 years ago. I feel like that was more than a year ago.
It was a while ago.
But I remember putting that on and going, this is an hour and 35 minutes or whatever it was. Like, it was insane. Yeah. It was Suits, you know, and you're just like, God,
why? Why?
Well, we've got one that probably isn't out yet. Maybe it just came out when you're hearing this, where the show itself.
We thought it would be like 27 minutes.
Well, the
or
show
something.
Itself is like 25 minutes, those kind of things. And we fire up the pilot and it's 80 minutes long.
Which, and you know they're going to break that up into like three episodes down the road.
Right.
You know they're going to. Which is so irritating.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. The great thing about TV sits is that they're all shorter. Like, no, they're not all short.
Not all of them.
Not the Suits pilot.
was the It collab with the main channel in TV Sins? Was that within the last year?
Well, no, because that would have been It Chapter 2 came out in 2019, I think.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was a blast. That's definitely the longest we've done because that was, what, 2 hours? Because it was the second part of a miniseries.
Yeah.
That's easily the longest one. But that was for a purpose. We'd love to do that again. That's another thing I'd love to do again. We just haven't had anything to really...
Yeah, like a part one, part two with the main channel.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a... it's sort of like an obvious one, but the insta-sending of WandaVision for me was the highlight.
Yeah,
that's
cool. No, that's a good call.
For two reasons. One, we're trying this insta-send thing. Let's see if we can do it. How quickly can we turn this stuff around? And knowing that WandaVision was popular... But also, it was the first time, I think, as a trio, we were all excited every single time we got together on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
To talk about what it was going on, even though we couldn't talk about it on the show proper because it was always one, two, or three episodes behind reality. Each time we got together, we were just like, oh, then this happened. What do you think about this? And we were sharing theories. And we hadn't really done that before where we all kind of geeked out together on something. And that was really fun. And I was bummed when it was over, the letdown, the post WandaVision letdown, where the next week when it was the finale had already happened and we're like, well, now what is it?
Well, and then
boring again.
Falcon and Winter Soldier came out, and Jonathan and I came prepped, excited to talk about it, and then it was like, I don't like this show, and so it was over at that point.
you kind of quit liking it, so
I went through a phase there in the middle.
You didn't like it as much, But that's a good call. That actually might be mine. Because I was going to say, we did Rick and Morty. We insta-sent Rick and Morty before we did WandaVision. We might have done that. Well, although it didn't work out for YouTube reasons, but we tried to do the Walking Dead world beyond or whatever pilot.
Yuck. I also liked WandaVision because it was, as from a writing perspective, it was really interesting to try to figure out how do we write for a mystery that's unfolding where we don't know if the things we're sinning are going to be sinnable by the end.
And we just got shit wrong, which is fine.
Yeah.
And
but we really didn't get too much, but then by the end to have been, it's a great experiment of then sinning ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch it all, like if you go and you watch like the season recap, for example, by the end you see that we resolve our own incorrect
like
judgments.
The pettiness of the narrator. Like, I know I got that wrong, but I don't care.
I'm sinning again. So I think it was just a fun playground for us as writers. And then also, like, I mean, sometimes you just wonder if the A-team is paying attention to what we're doing. Like, we're just playing. We're having a good time. We're like, do you think they know what we're doing over here? Let's keep doing it. It's so exciting.
That's how the best shows happen, right? It's when the networks aren't paying attention. They're just like, whatever.
No notes.
My favorite main channel script, I think, was The Grinch, because it was one of the turning points as a writer. It was one where, I was always, and I still am nervous when I write with, you know, Chris or Jeremy specifically. Mm-hmm. I get really nervous. I write with Barrett more frequently, but with Chris, it was like just some stuff clicked in, things that he sinned that I'm like, I thought that. I should have written something about that. Oh, that's how he writes that. Oh, that's interesting. I just started to learn differently. But then I also got to flex and I wrote the sin about like the one that took me an hour long to write about the placement of the doors and the windows and all of that. Mm-hmm. And that was an interesting moment where we were writing in our notes as we combined our scripts together. And my sin that I submitted was, trust me, I did the work on this. This door shouldn't be here or whatever. And Chris writes back, did you actually do the work on it? And I said, yeah, it took me a really long time. I have a lot of timestamps. I just couldn't figure out the right angle. He said, well, why don't you give it another try? And I remember when I got to the hour-long mark of not writing him back, wondering if he was just sitting there like, what the fuck is taking her so long? And then I just deliver this like big dump of a sin going, I just didn't know if this was going to be too long.
Mm-hmm.
And he read it over and said, actually, I think that's going to work. And then to see it come together in the edit, and then it's just one of those ones.
Chris appreciates the research, and we all do. But I mean, Chris is he likes to be like he likes that you put the time in.
And it's how you write it too, because it can't just be like this should be. It's like it's got to have a fun cadence to it, and so that worked out. And then we got to do some fun bonus rounds this year. And I always like finding the fun bonus, like the Phantom of the Opera bonus round, all the candles, for example.
Well, the Big Bang Theory playing with your food bonus round. Legendary status. Legendary status.
So yeah, it was a fun year.
What are you guys most excited about for year three? What are you looking forward to?
Having a job.
Jonathan, you have anything?
Did I say what my favorite was?
What was it?
I just wrote down, Aaron.
I thought he started. No, I'm sorry.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't really care if I don't answer, but I don't know if people would want to hear. I just put down a few of the movies. Like First Blood was a lot of fun just because Barrett and I both are big fans of that movie, so it was really fun doing the collaboration where we were just, like I said, it's fun to mess with your favorite stuff, and I love going back and doing movies that I like from my childhood. Like that's so, even though that sounds weird saying First Blood is from my childhood, but it came out when I was a kid, and it was on cable all the time, so I definitely watched it as a kid, whether I should have or not. Candyman was really fun too, for kind of the same reason. Just I like tackling like big horror movies and stuff that I enjoy. And then I don't know why, but like Angel Has Fallen was really fun to write. That is a stupid movie. And so it seems kind of, maybe it's kind of obvious, but I don't know why. It was one of those where after I wrote it, I was like, yeah, this is good stuff. like I actually was kind of like happy, more happy than I am normally with what I wrote.
Yeah.
And then it also gave me one of my favorite things of the, you know, they shot Will, which I'm going to use as an outtake as many times as I possibly can.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. Year three. What are we looking forward to? Jonathan, why don't you start?
I don't know, always getting more experience and just continuing to get better at podcasting is because if I go back, like you were talking about joking about going back and listening to your stuff, like I'm terrified to go back and listen to like the first like 20 or 30 episodes of this. You guys will be great because you guys have been doing it forever, but I don't want to hear myself because I'm sure it sucks. And plus I had that shitty mic. So I'm looking forward to having a whole year of with a good mic.
Yeah. No,
that's gonna be fun.
We're gonna listen to some clips from some episodes where you hadn't changed your mic yet.
Oh, great.
And it's like a big difference. And I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad you have that new mic now.
And then also being back in the theater, getting to go see movies in the theater. I don't know, just having new releases and stuff, more stuff like that to talk about, like in Beyond the Sins and also just our Cinema Sins videos will. There's going to be more releases, you know, more current releases and stuff. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more InstaSins. I think that's really fun. Specifically looking forward to Game of Thrones coming back. New Game of Thrones show will be really interesting because we could do season 8 of original Game of Thrones, which a lot of people want to do. We could do InstaSin in the new series. Yeah, I'm really excited about some content that's coming out.
Those episodes will not be 45 minutes today.
They will be longer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that was actually one of the first scripts that I did when I joined you guys on TBS.
That's right.
Yeah, that is when I learned what not to Google.
Yeah.
Because I did that.
I clearly have not learned that. I did the Bukkake,
the Splayed Man, or
you
whatever.
You sure did. I will forever hopefully remember reading that message from you. Where you're like, I've done something terrible.
Hopefully it'll already come out by the time you hear this. But Danae and I were just talking about a script we're working on currently, and in that show, somebody Googles something. And I watched that scene. I was like, oh, my God, that's like they see me right now. That'd be me, like, sitting in the truck, like, Googling that and throwing my phone with distaste over across the truck bed.
Yeah. For this year, did you already do all those?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you looking forward to?
For BTS specifically, I think I want to try to do another survey this year. Because I'm really curious. We did our first survey within the first, October of 19. We didn't do anything for 2020. So I'm thinking maybe this next year I should do another survey. Because there was a core group of people right at the very beginning who went and answered a whole bunch of questions about our show specifically, what we're doing, and what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. And then I sent everyone who wanted one a sticker. And it was a really cool, a little experience that I got to have of just saying, hey,
I think
thanks.
It helped.
It did. It gave us confidence in our show that we were doing what you guys want us to do. And so I think it would be interesting to send almost the exact same survey again and just see, are the answers the same? Do we have more people that are interested in giving feedback on the show? Because, not every single person is going to listen. And so that's one thing that I'm looking forward to. I think this next year is asking some specific questions to our BTS fans.
Nice.
As a person with this job, I think I'm looking forward to feeling feeling a little more confident as a writer. There's just a different level of boldness. I feel like I'm starting to understand the voice differently. Not only how Danae's voice can create a sin that will make it into a script, but also how to pretend to be Aaron, or pretend to be Chris, or pretend to be Jeremy or something, and think about things from different perspectives. It's just gotten a little easier.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I'll be a more efficient writer, because I think I'm the slowest writer on the team. I don't know if that's something that's going to last for a long time, and I'm not trying to fix that because I don't think it's a problem. I have my own workflow, and I have my own way of arriving at a script that I feel comfortable delivering. But I do wonder if I'll get a little more efficient with my time this next year. I'm curious. I hope so. We'll see. But I'm really excited for this next year.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm also looking forward to Sin Week person, if we can do that.
100%.
Yes. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely worth mentioning. It's going to be
exciting. If it's possible, we will do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because we're going to be doing things a little different for Sin Week in 2022 that we've not done before. And I'm just super interested to see how that might play out.
I do want to do it in person, obviously, but it was nice to see how well
the digital
virtual
stuff
turned out. So, you're getting at doing some kind of like a middle ground, or there's a little bit of meat.
Yeah, we've always done
both.
Well,
that's true.
But it's just we now have a better idea of how to specifically do the virtual that really benefits the virtual audience.
Yeah.
as opposed to just the in-person audience. So finding that balance of we're going to do great stuff with the in-person attendees. That's going to be a blast. But how can we also do maybe one or two specifically?
Make sure they feel more part of it. Yeah. If that's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I wonder if we'll do in-person Sin Week and then maybe several weeks later do a purely digital event, kind of like a recap, and that gives everyone time to have watched stuff if they wanted to, and then do more like another, it's just something specifically for the digital audience.
Yeah, because we're definitely willing to figure things out,
we're going to potentially be able to meet together in person in 2022.
That would be
a lot of fun.
Indeed, looking forward to it very, very much. I'm going to play some clips that you guys have sent us. Before I do that, though, Jonathan, I brought you gifts.
He did. He brought you gifts.
Now, every year I separate out some of my movie gifts that I get for different people on the team, just from being a movie critic or whatever. You liked One Night in Miami, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a One Night in Miami tote bag.
Oh, awesome.
And it's filled with, you know, all sorts of fun movie stuff, including a Borat subsequent movie film, Mask.
Nice.
swimsuit. You know, the one that he wore?
Yes.
I think you need to model this for the internet point.
Oh, buddy.
No, we don't want to get canceled. And then there's a Defive Bloods cap.
Oh, I love it. That was my favorite movie of the year.
I remember that being your favorite movie of the year.
That or Soul.
Look at that. You're paying attention.
And then I have to give you
a
nice giant bag of Rolos. Party
it's so
size.
Funny. Yesterday I was actually,
bravo.
I mean, I'm going to eat all those probably tonight, but
can I have one now?
It's just funny. I was Googling yesterday. They're like alternate sweets. Cause I'm trying to like not eat as much candy.
I should eat them all for you now. Is what you're saying.
No, I'm definitely eating those, but, I just won't go get more afterwards.
Right.
Got it.
That's the trick.
But I learned something. I found this recipe for baked pears with like, maple syrup granola, and I'm going to try that later this week.
Nice.
Hopefully it's beautiful.
Those the Smarties that the listener sent are in there as well.
Nice.
I believe so.
Are those the ones that are actually candy? Like they're not sweet.
They're not Smarties
they're
as
not
we
Smarties.
Think of them.
Yeah.
They're more like M&M's.
Yes.
Kind of a
I'm
weird M&M
about that.
Kind of
very
thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey podcast peeps, it's me again. Those are my dogs. Those are my every time I talk, wow. Is this how Aaron feels when we're okay? We're gonna try this. I just wanted to tell you about the survey again, which is at cinemasense.com/BTS. So go fill it out.
So there you go. Let's head on to the clips.
Oh my gosh.
These are the 7 most popular clips as picked by our listeners. They range from episode 69,
nice,
to 98. So just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to kick it off. This one is from episode 98. So I figure we start with the most recent one.
I'm still
first.
Not going to remember it. This is 2 weeks ago.
A couple people actually requested this one.
Like, I'm trying to think of what we did like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This one is simply called Found Emails.
All you got to do is email that to me. My email is very simple. It's Aaron@cinemasins.com. Aaron@cinemasins.com.
Wait, why would you do that one? Don't we have one specifically made last time for
I just
this
figured
very
that was,
thing?
Yes, but I just figured that was easier than trying to remember whatever the one from last time was. Just email me. It's fine.
Today's
but what you'll
like
need to,
challenge I'm, accepted.
I'm going to go look.
And we will compile those and we'll put a list together. So, Danae. Are you laughing because of all the different email addresses you've had to create over time?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe I made it under Jonathan's because I don't see it under yours. Do you remember that you have one called Your Porn Story at cinemasins.com?
Where was that from?
Oh my God.
Your Porn Who Story knows, at cinemasins.com?
I want that one to
I mean,
be on
feel
the best
free.
Of show. I really
feel free.
Do. Also, Jonathan, I just realized that you have one called. I don't even anymore, but you have one called Help Jonathan No Help Blankets Work at Sonoma.
Wait, Help Jonathan what? What was that?
Help Jonathan Know How Blankets Work.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. What was that about? Was that because I tripped? Oh, I told that story, right? Where I stepped up and I had that blanket on my feet and I fell. Yeah. No, I remember this because that was a very, that was a great day because my wife still brings that day up.
You have another one called I'm Good at CinemaSins.com. Nice. Oh my God. I haven't looked at these in a long time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But yes, so anyhow, please send your favorite moments to either Aaron at CinemaSins.com or what was it? Just send them to me. Just send them to Aaron at CinemaSins.com.
I like that the clip was about sending your moments.
Yeah.
Right. How very meta.
The clip was about what this episode's about.
That's right.
I was laughing so hard I could barely contain it. There was something about just coming across emails that we now understand the context.
Right. The context is gone.
But for it to be completely removed and help Jonathan understand how blankets work, it's just so.
And we
specific.
Did that. It was like a 6 or 7 week period of the show where we kept coming up with email addresses, right? Because then we stopped doing it at some point because I think because I remember we used to make jokes like they're gonna like Chris is gonna get a bill for like all these emails.
Yeah, we didn't realize every email we created cost the company $100 for creation. It's amazing. All right, back to episode 94 for this one. This one is just called Ostriches. So Danae wants to go first because she's waving her finger around. What do you got?
Wiggly wag, wiggly wag. Okay, I can finally talk about fucking ostriches. Let me tell you about
my search.
You can
talk about doing what to ostriches?
No. God, fuck. Oops. Okay, so oh my God. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I couldn't recover after that one either. I really should be more careful to include pauses. So that way you could at least imagine that there's a comma there.
Well, what's amazing about that one is it sounds like that's what you're saying. You don't even have to really misinterpret it that much. Like it's because you say it so fast.
Well, the thing behind that one was I had tweeted that I had looked up this ostrich information. Uh-huh. Weeks previous, maybe even almost a month, because we've been working ahead on scripts, of course, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting to talk about ostriches for what seemed like forever. And then it finally came. And it finally came. I just heard myself say that.
Yeah, that's all right. I wasn't going to bring it up.
On a side note, I swear to God, there's cat here on this mic. And now I have this picture of like when Chris is asleep, like his cats come in here.
And do a podcast.
Can you imagine the cats? I mean, they're big too. Yeah. Like I can imagine them up here with this like headphones on.
Yeah. The meow cast. The cats cast. Cats cast. Cats cast. Cast, cast, cats, cats. All right, we'll move on to the next one recommended by you, the amazing listeners. This comes from episode 84. This one is called Impaired Vision.
Is that indicating that he would have survived or that she's having a hard time again, because she is the one that destroyed it and she doesn't want that to be true?
Yes, bingo. Yeah. Bingo. And I think...
Wait a second. Does that mean the vision's dead? Oh, no.
No,
I'm not ready.
But wait, but we know Vision's dead. We saw
in
Endgame.
But everything is undone in Marvel. Everything is undone in comics. Everything is undone in comics. There's always alternate timelines. There's always a way. Hold on a second. Oh, shit. I'm not ready. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry.
This is why you should never watch anything.
It all comes
this
back
is also
to
the
problem is always just watching
just
stuff.
Don't watch
just don't
all.
Watch anything.
This is also the Restore the Snyderverse reasoning, right? That
right
you can
right,
have
right.
alternate timelines, so we can have this one and this one.
Yeah, that was a difficult one for me because I was watching WandaVision as if it was just its own thing.
Well, yeah, you forget about things.
And it had so much time had passed. And I had forgotten that he was like dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me, I couldn't remember how the snapping worked. I couldn't remember how anything was really working that way. And That hurt.
You could tell.
That really hurt. It still kind of hurts.
Yeah, there was you realizing it in the moment. It was kind of, I mean, this is a completely different thing, but it's like, I love that about Danae, though, is that as she's talking through it, she'll get caught up. Like, it was like when you figured out that the guy we were, had Scott Saba.
Yeah, we'll hold that.
Is that one of them? Oh, no. We're going to hear that one.
But
okay,
that's much bigger, but same type of thing. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. But then, of course, the show turned into sort of like a little wink and a love for him, too. So we kind of all got to say our proper goodbyes to Vision a little bit through the show.
Yeah.
So I kind of got to have a little bit of
therapy. And they found a way to bring quote-unquote him back.
Well, they said, like, how's he there? He's dead. I mean, they said that in the show, but I was like, Danae, I was like, well, clearly he's alive now. So,
I just bought it until that moment. And then, you know, I even still thought, oh, you know, she's having a flashback or something. But then while talking to you guys, hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for, you know, bringing this particular horrible moment to the Best Of Show.
Yeah. Next up,
you know, Danae,
Danae talks about aquatic creatures.
That's right, yes.
There is a common theme amongst the highlights. Danae realizes something.
That is
pretty much the common theme. This one comes from episode 74 from this past year. This one is called Serenading Johnny.
I loved her voice so much. I pretended that she was saying Johnny instead of zombie.
That is really cute. That is that is adorable. That's
beautiful. I was like 18, but we'll call it adorable.
Johnny.
Oh, you know what? It just got weird.
It really does get weird.
And now I'm like,
why are you imitating my wife? That's all.
Okay. Like, all right. Okay.
Start the show.
I know. I can't wait to watch. I hear that's a big part of Army of the Dead, so I can't wait to watch that and have flashbacks.
That's true.
During a Zack Snyder movie.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
R.I.P., by the way, to Cranberry's lead singer.
Yeah, totally. So this one came with some commentary. You know what? Let's play the clip first.
Okay.
And then I'll say what they said.
Okay.
But this one is called, let's just say, the letter O. I had done my research. I knew it was like but with an O, like oh.
Yeah.
And so, but this is what happened when I got to reading that sin. I'll just let you in on a little behind the scenes. Here we go. But also, doesn't the umlaut change the U to more of like a ooh sound? So like this should be Streaker or something. Streaker. Something like that. I don't know. That's so much streakering. My point is, you can't add fancy dots to a U and not change the pronunciation. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, he's Swedish chef.
I know.
Oh, I'm just picturing like Natalie or somebody listening to this.
Oh,
right?
My god.
Right?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was also very meta. Playing a clip, we're reacting to the clip.
We're reacting to the clip.
And I said basically the same thing I said then.
You did.
You know, that is funny because you're not the only one who does that. Like, I mean, it's interesting when we replay these things, we all have that tendency to have the same thoughts we had. Like, I forget what it was recently, but Jeremy just did that with something where it was like he said something, you know, I think it was on one of the Sinmentaries. He was saying stuff about the movie that was being sinned, and then the next sin was like exactly what he said. He's like, I totally forgot I wrote that sin.
Yeah.
Oh, was that on Premium Rush then?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta watch that then.
Yeah, that was Premium Rush. So this came with the commentary, seriously, considering you don't speak German, this is a German speaker who sent this and is their favorite. Seriously, considering you don't speak German, I assume you're doing a pretty good job with those U's. I feel like it's a really difficult sound if you aren't used to it. I'm definitely not completely unbiased when it comes to that moment, but it makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Awesome.
So that was fun. Two more left, guys.
Wow.
Two more left.
Wow.
And as expected, from episode 75, Meeting Sava. Danae, why don't you go next?
Okay. But first,
I am having a little bit of a freak out moment.
Okay.
And I just need to go on this real quick side quest.
Are you
journey
coming down?
For a second.
Are you coming down from a high? Is there?
No,
okay.
I don't do that anymore because I know it's illegal and I can't without getting in big trouble. But listen, I just realized something and I'm going to have like a little bit of a freak out. The Dreamland Chronicles? That's you?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. You don't even know. Like, my heart is racing right now. So.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing. Holy well, hold on. Fucking... Hold on. It was so funny because earlier when you're like, hey, I do some webcomics, immediately I saw Danae go, hmm? Like, because she loves webcomics. Like,
yeah. Okay. No, I'm freaking the fuck out right now.
I am too now.
I'm kind of sweating. Okay. If there's one thing I can thank you, fucking love it. It's one of the first webcomics that I ever read. It was like my gateway comic. I'm Googling it, I'm like, webcomic, okay, which one is it? Da, 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 da. And then I started to shake, like my hands are shaking. I'm not even kidding. And then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't gone there in so long. And then it's like being like redone right now. And then, oh my God, they were at the beginning of the fucking movie. And I saw them and I was like, why do I know that? Where is that from? And it's like from that. Okay,
that's
sorry.
Amazing.
I'm sorry.
No, that was a moment. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that is. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So did you read it all the way through? Did you get to see it all the way to the end?
No, I got super distracted with life, and then I lost the list, and I couldn't remember all of the ones that I was following. So I've been picking up webtoons again. In fact, I talk about my webcomics almost every week of which ones I'm reading and loving. And so I went to the website. I'm like having this like resurgence of excitement, and then I'm seeing it's not in 3D anymore. And so I have to get caught up. Obviously, I'm super behind now, but holy shit!
I'll send you the entire, because I finished the series in 2016. So I will send it to you as PDFs. And if you want, I got books too and toys.
Okay. So. Oh my God.
It's so good. It's so pure. It's just such a pure moment. Like, it's just so real and so pure.
Oh, man,
it's so pure.
Pure.
Guys, listen, that was the last one.
Pure.
Come on. Why does I have to go back to that?
He did. He sent me a box of books. And a plush of one of the characters.
Yeah.
And then some of the characters had been made into little action figurines. He sent those as well. Some artwork of his that had been printed out. So I have really, like, really beautiful postcard prints of the characters. And then Iris and I started reading it together, which was really fun. And that was crazy. We got the box in the mail, and then I opened it around Christmas time after she had gone to sleep, and it just kept pulling out thing after thing, and I was freaking blown away. I loved that he said that it's one of his favorite interviews because it had never come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely a raw moment. I'm not at all embarrassed by it at all.
You shouldn't
like
be.
Not even a little bit. It's such a cool thing to meet someone that really influenced you, and then to have them interact with you afterwards.
Well,
and
have them interact with you for an hour before you even realize that they're that person.
It was so cool.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, Dreamland Chronicles, man. That was my jam. I still can't believe that I talked to him.
It's almost like, this is a little bit extreme, but it's almost like, wait, are you my dad? Like, there's that emotion to it where you're like,
not
oh
the
my
same
goodness.
Thing. I don't think that's similar, but maybe.
No. It's just that just emotion kidding, is a little bit similar to a different
didn't
degree.
Also,
but
that was a great interview. Wasn't that on that episode? Didn't he tell us? I'm trying to make sure I didn't hear this when he was on Syncast, but didn't he tell us about John Krasinski said his wife might be really good for it? And he was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yes.
Not knowing that it was Emily Blunt.
Yes.
He was just like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He definitely talked about that.
That's so funny.
It was
so
a great interview. I do hope, too, that we can do more. Have more guests on the show next year.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. This year we experimented with reading, you know, A-Team's notes and stuff, but hearing another person come onto the show, interact with us and have fun with us. That's a fun
thing. Be nice if we could have like the writer or director of every movie we talk about come on the show.
And then if you don't realize who we're talking to until midway through and then you guys get to freak out, that'd be great.
Exactly. All right. That was number two. Number one.
How was that not number one?
Well, we're about to find out. Three different people were like, this was my favorite moment of the entire year.
Okay.
No pressure, but it's called Do You Want Me to Repeat? Kevin responds to that comment by saying, legend has it if you say CinemaSins five times into a mirror, Jeremy shows up and overly critiques you for 26 minutes or less. Oh, I'm sorry. This is for Candyman. I totally butchered that. This one's from Kevin.
That was also my quote. That was also my comment.
Yeah, that's Aaron, you?
Maybe you should stop, Aaron.
No, I'm saying that was the one I picked.
Oh, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back in time.
It's okay. You should have backups in case somebody accidentally picks yours, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it should be. That's what it should be. Well, let's pretend I only said one then. Let's just pretend I only said one, and then we'll go to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, what's your one comment for this week?
Hey, I'm gonna say this. No one has said this on this show yet, so it's really exciting. No, but seriously, in the Candyman, I couldn't pass this one up. It was in the Candyman comment. It was Kevin Strom. He says, sorry.
You got it. You got this.
All right, man. In the Candyman comments, Kevin Strom, legend has it, if you say CinemaSins five times into a mirror.
It's a funny, it's really funny comment. I saw that one too. It's hilarious. You can finish it. I saw that one. It's really funny. I get why you're laughing.
Legend has it, if you say CinemaSins five times into a mirror, Jeremy shows up and overly critiques you for 26 minutes or less. I still hear the dings. It was very funny. So it funny, is. I couldn't even finish
it. Right, I get it. I totally get it. I saw that one too. It's very, very funny. Hey, Danae. what about you?
I think yours is from Candyman too, right? What is it?
Guys, there's this thing about Jeremy showing up in a mirror.
Oh my god.
There you go. The number one moment of the year. Completely unplanned. Gosh. Those are always the most fun. Like, you know, they're completely...
I'm glad people like that, because that was silly.
Yeah.
It was just, you were trying so hard.
It's so hard. You don't really think... I mean, people listen to the show not to actually hear our thoughts on writing.
No.
They just want to hear us just be goofy.
Which
I'm
is also
sure.
weird. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not weird. I mean, I didn't mean... I always feel like I'm offending some people when I say that. I appreciate everybody that listens to this show.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to listen to me. It's kind of what it comes down to.
I just don't know why you want to listen to the show.
Yeah.
I had forgotten all about that.
Right. Me too. I had completely forgotten. That was the one I had completely forgotten about. And more than one person was just like, this one. And I was like, okay. And I listened to it. And I died.
I just died.
And it's the combination of you just trying to sell it time after time, and then me coming in being like, no, I get it. I thought it was really funny too. Keep going.
If I remember correctly, that was like the only one I had picked out, which is why I made the comment. You should always have a backup. And then Aaron, out of nowhere, reads like 40 comments that he found on that week.
Which he's always telling us not to do.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, that's a really fun one. Hey, just a reminder to everybody listening. Throughout the year, if you hear something that you genuinely think is funny, just screenshot it or something and email it to us immediately. With next year's best of. We'll put it in a folder so every single time it happens, we can, you know, go back. And that way you don't have to think about it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because I would have totally forgotten about that one.
And you can email that to Teach Jonathan What a Blanket Is or whatever.
No, that's not it. This is the right email at cinemasins.com.
That's Aaron@cinemasins.com.
Aaron@cinemasins.com works as well, for sure. Well, that's going to wrap it up for Behind the Sins this week. Don't forget to make sure you are subscribed. Go ahead and leave a comment or rating as well. If you've got anything you want to send us, you can mail it to P.O. Box 881, Republic, Missouri, 65738. You can hang out with us on Twitter. I'm @AaronDicer. She is @DeneeSays.
DeneeSays.
So for Jonathan Watkins, Danae Hughes, an F and Ostrich, and myself, we will see you next week.
Happy second anniversary of BTS.
Thanks for listening. Send any feedback to bts@cinemasins.com. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment. Find more ways to connect by visiting cinemasins.com/BTS.
And Woman on Top. That's interesting. I remember when that came out, but I don't think I've seen that.
A sexy comedy that turns happily ever after upside down. Penelope Cruz is the woman on top.
and then we tried out for cheer. So, well, she tried out for cheer. I didn't try out for cheer. She tried out for cheer.
How'd you do, Jonathan?
Yeah, I did great.
Man, I screwed up a sin.
On what?
On the SpongeBob that went live today.
What do you mean?
It was one of those things where I just thought I remembered it, and so I didn't bother to confirm or look it up. But the Penn & Teller force card is three of clubs, not three of hearts. And I say three of hearts in the video.
Yeah, I just trusted you on that.
I just trusted myself on that.
Because I know you're a huge Penn & Teller fan.
I am. I'm disappointed in myself. All right, Danae, let's test your microphone.
Hello. 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 Hello.
It's like old lady voice.
Hello. Give me a loud check.
I don't know why. She followed the fly. I guess she'll die. How was that?
That was good.
So this time we were strategic as a company saying, let's have them do one. And that's... Jesus, fuck.
Was there a ghost?
I want to apologize.
My God. That was a wall of sound.
I would like to apologize for the noise that just happened.
I shat myself ever so slightly.
I thought that's what that sound was Aaron shatting himself.
I forgot that was coming through, and...
What was that?
Can we just continue to make that even less loud?
Why'd you do that? I got the suit wrong. Why'd you do that? I'm so sorry.
Why'd you do that?
Man, I'm too loud.
I'm too loud.
These gains for this quote unquote board that's being used here are like nothing, 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 nothing. You get all the way up to like 9 out of 10. Something, everything, way too much. Like, it's just like, it's crazy.
That's me as a person.
That's a fair
nothing,
point.
Nothing, 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 suddenly way too much. That's me. Would you ever do that thing where you hook up to a machine where they like make you feel physical pain to see what childbirth is like?
I mean, if Meredith wanted me to at the time, I guess I would have.
Would you do it, Aaron?
I don't know.
Just to feel it?
No, there's no reason I would want to do that.
Can I just say I would strongly recommend against it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Meredith would ever ask me to do that, FYI.
There's no reason to ever do that, truly and genuinely.
They supposedly say like passing kidney stones can be, but I've passed kidney stones several times and they're not fun, but like, I don't, it can't be anywhere close. Kidney stones aren't like 10 pounds and you know.
Right. That's what I was saying. If I mean, after you've passed a kidney stone, you then are a different physical shape.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're lactating, then that counts.
Oh, that happens. It makes you lactate. Yeah.
All right, let's get started, shall we? Hey.
I got nervous. I'm sorry.